How do you know if the deep connection you feel for a person is good for you?
You don't.
Yeah. You don't know.
You don't ever know. Welcome to Life School 101. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to another episode of Questionably Awesome, where everything we say is no longer questionable. It's just
wonderful.
Wonderful and awesome. Questionably wonderful. We're changing the name. Ladies and gentlemen, these podcasts are about bringing out our inner, my favorite part of myself, to be quite honest.
Your true self.
Do you know? Okay, well, before I go into that, because I tend to cut off my explanation every single time. This is podcasts that answer your questions that you have sent in via Facebook. Wow.
Yeah, via Facebook. via MySpace.
Go find my MySpace, guys. You're going to love it. Via Instagram stories where we post where we're asking for questions and we answer them, and we get kind of crazy on here.
Yeah, it's really wild.
It's early and we sound drunk, but we're not. There might be a time that we are. Maybe in the future. I hope that's what my future holds.
I hope
with you.
So too.
That's all I'm saying. Evans.
Hi, Lori.
You dropped some bombs on me this morning.
I know.
You gotta share. I'm like, okay. Hey, how are you? She's like, well, first of all, I was like, wait, then where are you going? Okay, keep going.
So I quit my job yesterday.
Okay. All right. So can you tell our listeners a little, maybe just a, first of all, I think it's so great because it's funny. I told Evans, I was like, I had a weird gut hit this morning. I was like, I do not think she's happy in her job. And I was like, I wonder what that feels like. Cause I'm tired this morning. And I'm like, I can't imagine having to go to a job every day that I really did not like. I mean, I can, cause I did that for years.
Totally did.
But I was like, oh, I can't imagine doing it now. So, and then you came in and you're like, I quit my job yesterday. Okay. But you gave your notice.
I gave my notice.
Great company. Like, it was a great company.
It's a wonderful company.
But do share.
Wonderful people. And I just went into it with, hey, I don't feel like I'm growing. What else is there for me to do? And we had a conversation. It was very open and there really isn't much else for me to do at this stage. So, and I had another random project that I could be working on to make some money. So that's what I'm going to do.
That is so amazing. But the thing is like the project was so random for you that a lot of people may not have opened up their periscope of vision in order. I don't know. That sounded great.
I really like that.
Yeah, very colorful, right? Not a stethoscope. Yeah. Although that would be listening to your heart.
Put your stethoscope on.
And your periscope eyes.
And see what happens.
Because I'm telling you, if you're a realist, you're going to stay stuck in that job. Mm-hmm. That's all. So open up. Yep. Open wide.
Open wide, just like that book.
Yeah, I don't know that book.
I don't either. Wasn't there a book called Open Wide or something? I don't know.
Sounds sexual. Moving on.
Yeah,
I don't know.
What's new?
Maybe you got that from your bachelorette party. Yeah. Not
open
sure.
Wide.
Hey, wide open heart. That's what we're going with.
Yeah,
all right.
Open heart.
Yeah, there's nothing weird about this podcast ever. So it's all about your heart chakras. Okay. So you did it.
I did it.
Now, here's the thing. Like, you are getting so good with tough conversations.
Yeah, a little too good.
No, this is real good. You're following the real real.
Yeah, it's hard. And I don't condone going in somewhere and being like, peace out. I did not do that.
No, you gave your notice.
Yes.
I've had a tough conversation with you, so I know how it goes. You enter it super loving. I'm sure you went in there and you were like, you know, I really want to be growing. I want to be adding value. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they went back and there wasn't a spot for you. So that actually gave you the most clean out ever.
It really did.
Yeah.
It was just like the universe said, girl, you got to go somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, I think that's been a knocking on your heart.
It really has been tugging at those heartstrings.
Yeah. Well,
do you have heartstrings?
You sure do. They're hanging out the bottom of your pants too. She's not wearing stringy pants or anything.
But maybe I will.
Start. I'm so proud of you. And Thank you. Just feel like this next project is just a beautiful holding pattern until you come back to work for us.
Yeah. It's just a little, I don't even know what it is.
I literally have this vision in my mind that she's coming back to like help run my company. Great. And yeah, if I don't speak it into existence, how the hell are you going to come back?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I picture us with pink mugs just talking all day somehow.
Ooh.
Maybe my new company will have a radio station.
Oh, that would be so cool.
And you'll run it and you'll run HR.
Okay, great. Sign me up. Sign me up.
I don't know where that came from. All right. Do you have a quote?
A quote. I do.
Let's hear it.
It's by Buddha. And it is, no matter how hard the past is, you can always begin again. And I just like that. Wow. Felt timely.
Well, that's super timely because I really believe like, I don't know, in any single moment, we can change the trajectory of our life completely for... Yes. I'm literally doing it right now. I'm like, wow, one decision and one phone call gets things moving so quickly that sometimes that you just need those little sprinkles of inspiration along the way, because the way that a journey goes is it's going to feel like, oh, holding pattern, procrastination, holding pattern. And then all of a sudden you take some massive action because maybe you were listening to some podcasts or you're sick of your bullshit. Either one, both, a little bit of both for me. Mm-hmm. So it took some massive action that just like threw my life into a totally different trajectory.
I love that.
Yeah.
So there you go. You did it too. Crap.
Yeah. Isn't it the truth?
Oh man, I'm so sick of myself.
Every great story starts with really getting sick of having another Monday the same.
Yeah.
It does. Like you look in the mirror and you're like, you are better than this.
Exactly.
You are beautiful. You can do this. Silver hair. And you can do this, you beautiful woman. And then you go to the bed, body slam yourself a couple times.
Yep.
It's super fun. You basically just throw yourself into the bed.
Yeah.
Try it. It's
multiple
amazing.
Multiple times.
You're like,
and yell in your pillow.
Yeah. And then you get up and you're like, I'm a new person.
And then take
some damn action.
Seriously.
Seriously.
And you play it up in your head and you're like, oh, this is going to be so hard. I can never do this. I can never do this. I can never do this. Guess
why do we do that?
Seconds.
It's so exhausting. I'm so over that type of life. I really am. Like, just take a little bit of action every single day because I'm really over this fight in my head of like negotiating my goals away.
It's really stupid.
Dumb.
It's so dumb.
I'm talking to myself right now.
Me too.
I'm going to go body slam myself on the bed.
Me too.
We should record it. Okay. I'll put on something that's not a robe because I feel like that could be dangerously close to, I don't know, body parts.
Being real free.
Yeah. Okay, my quote. I think it's Tony Robbins. Looks like it is. It's a meme, so I'm trying to really make it out. Yeah. All right. It says, a real decision is measured by the fact that you've taken a new action. If there's no new action, you haven't truly decided.
Now that's timely too.
That's timely too. And you know why?
Why?
Because I had the word decide in pen written on my arm yesterday because I was so inspired by this story of my friend's daughter.
Yeah.
Who literally just decided. She went from like running, I guess, in track, like pretty slow, like was just whatever.
Yeah.
I'm in track.
Just doing
this. This is great. To this year deciding she wanted to be number one and literally has placed like number one and number two in these big races. And her mom was like, what made you, like, what in the world is going on? And she's like, I just decided that I want to win. I decided I want to be better. And she said, I never compete with anyone else. I only compete with that voice in my head that tells me I can't. So I check in and I talk to it and I decide that I'm not going to let it win.
What a wise little girl.
Yeah. You have no idea. Holy. Anyway, I'm like, well, shit.
Yeah.
So I'm literally, I'm not kidding you. I actually think I'm going to go get this tattooed because it was really powerful having it written in pen on my arm. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you read the review. I'm going to write decide on my arm again because okay. I really like it.
I really like that too. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is from Ashley Julie.
Beautiful. Two names. First names. I like that.
Oh, you're going to love this. Awesome content. This is actually the first podcast I've ever heard as a friend in LA told me how great it is. So glad I found it. Got into podcasting more than listening to music as I drove around for work projects. Your guests are great and inspiring as well. And I've listened to a few others as well. Your messages are so relatable and a lot I needed to hear at times. It really is all about mindset, which leads to happiness. I will definitely be at the 2020 Bliss Project getting my ticket soon. Thank you, Ashley.
Ashley.
That was really cool.
And first of all, so exciting.
Yeah.
And send an email to customerservice@loriharder.com so I can send you a package. Yeah. By the way, so cool because it'll probably be the cheapest package I've ever sent to LA.
Oh yeah, it'll be like
sometimes
$5.
I pick a review and I'm like, oh, New Zealand. Awesome. Here, I'm sending you a $25 gift.
Enjoy.
And the shipping is $75. Awesome. Just kidding. I really don't care. It's worth it. Hashtag worth it. But yeah, Ashley, awesome. I cannot wait to meet you at Bliss Project. And because Evans quit her job,
I'll be at Bliss Project.
She's going to be there. I just made you be there.
I already asked you if I could volunteer.
Well, please do.
I love Bliss.
Well, I told you, you guys, I want to do like a little... Q&A series with Evans on stage. What do you think?
Oh, I hope I don't dye my hair blue on accident.
I hope you do. I hope that you dye it pink so it matches the stage.
Ooh, me too.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be fun? Because you don't have a job anymore. Yeah, so you can do whatever the hell you want.
There are no rules.
Can you wear something that you've always wanted to wear too? Like
something a little sexier.
Sexy or fluffy or just something like, wow, I really like see myself as this person and I'm going to go like dip my toe in here.
I like it.
I want you to put the whole foot in though.
That everyone should put their whole foot in.
Yeah. Maybe their calf as well.
Yeah. Get in there. Try
Get
something
up
new.
In there. What do you think? Shall we do cues?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
I now have decide written on my arm and pen, by the way.
Good. That's a good mantra for today and every day.
I like it because I look at it and I'm like, you are floundering.
Yeah.
Don't decide. Do that. That's your own pain.
Decide.
You're choosing your own damn pain. Like you're literally sabotaging yourself. Like you're picking up a pin and you're stabbing it into your bottom of your foot.
Yeah.
That's what indecision awful. Feels like. And you're like, I don't know what to do. And while you're stabbing the pin deeper and someone's like, take out the pin, idiot.
Just do it.
Decide to take the pin out.
We're all the same.
Decide.
Well, here's a question about connection.
I would love to go into this topic.
This is great. It's from @JessicaMoog_Maryland_realtor. So if you're in Maryland, maybe she could be your realtor.
Ooh, there you go.
Why do I always attract friends who need my help and then I end up feeling exhausted by it?
Her name is Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica, you and me are former twin flames. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to ramble off an answer. If it resonates, awesome, take it. If it doesn't, flush it. Just get it out of your system and ask again.
Yeah.
Ask someone else. Read my book because this is literally what my entire book is about.
Yes.
So if you haven't read it yet, that's just a plug.
A Tribe Called Bliss.
A Tribe Called Bliss. Go read the book. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I attracted friends who I felt exhausted by because I was not willing to get vulnerable to actually share with them where I was at because I, at a very young age, found myself to be the peacemaker and the fixer in my family because I didn't want to rock the boat. So what this also did is that I only felt I was valuable if I was offering value to people. Like I never wanted to drain them or to unload on them because I like saw so many other people do that I was like, I don't ever want to be that type of person. And there were so many different issues in my family that I just wanted to always be the person to make peace.
Right.
So I ended up thinking that in order for me to be valuable and for people to like me, that I had to give them something or add value into their lives. What ended up happening is while I was like, I think I attracted all of these terrible takers. It wasn't that I, yes, to an extent, but what also happens is you taught them how to treat you. You never yes. asked them for help. You never tell them that you're not actually fine or that, you know, you need someone to listen or could you please help me, you know, yeah. make sure that I talk about myself and really share vulnerably and authentically with you. Because what I tend to do is say, I'm fine, ask how you are, and then try to solve all your problems to make myself feel better.
Yes.
And then I would leave and be like, wait, this woman owes me for coaching. And you're like, wait, that was your friend. And you're like, no, she freaking owes me for coaching. I'm yeah. tired. I don't want to see her again. And then you go to lunch with her again next week because exactly. you're craving connection. So next time in that she says, hi, how are you? Or maybe she doesn't, just be like, hey, can I share a little bit about how I'm doing? I tend to not actually share with myself and I'm really trying to work on this.
I love that.
So that's huge too.
That's huge.
So, and yeah, you might need to break up with your friends if they potentially do not start asking, even after you have that tough conversation of saying, hey, yes. I've noticed that I'm in a lot of one-way relationships because it's my fault. I'm not willing to share and get vulnerable.
Right.
So will you help me with this?
I love that. You're just taking ownership for your own actions.
Yeah. And if they're like, no, I want to talk about myself, then order a pie and just like twist it on their face.
Just pie their face.
Pie them. Give them a pie.
Give them a big pie.
Give them a high pie.
That's great advice though. Because everyone wants to share about themselves. And it's true. Everybody has a friend mm-hmm. who is a big sharer, which they're great. But you got to make time for yourself to get your stuff out too.
That's just the truth, Evans.
It's just the truth. It's just the way it is.
As much as I love hearing my own voice, I want to hear yours too.
Yeah.
So
let it out.
Yeah. Let's do it. Next cue.
Next cue is from @ Baby Steps for Big Results.
Yeah. Whoa. Hell yeah. Nailed it.
What a good handle.
Hey. I was just thinking about the moon's voice again.
What? Wait, do your moon voice again?
I think I might have it wrong though. It's like, I don't think the moon is in its limelight right now though. It's not, I think yeah. it's just like in between. I think it's like 3/4 full.
Was it already full? That was the moon. Wasn't it?
I think the moon's voice is like that. I don't know.
That's like a Midwestern moon.
It really is. I think there's totally different like moons. Like the moon for LA is totally like this. It's a woman.
My
moon chakra. I'm mooning you. Ha ha. Ha ha. Astrology jokes. I don't know. That is not the moon's voice.
No.
What's the next question? Please help me.
It's from @ Baby Steps for Big Results.
Love that.
When you feel that wall up, who do you start to chip away at to start connecting?
I'm thinking they're saying like, how do you start chipping away at this to start connecting? Baby steps for big results. This is such an amazing question. Evans.
Yes.
Tell me, because I feel as though you came to LA. I got to see your journey mm-hmm. on like making friends and probably feeling like your Southern wall was up.
Oh yeah. For
What's
sure.
a Southern wall built from?
Probably butter.
Oh yeah.
It's a soft butter wall.
Hey, that's a nice way to look at it though.
Isn't it?
So how did you start melting it?
Oh, that's a great way. I can see this in my head now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, when people would ask me or at work when girls were like, oh, we're all going to go get some coffee. I'd be like, can I come? I really would. I'd be like,
I know. I could see you doing yeah. that.
I'm like, oh, cool. Where are you guys going? Do you mind if I come? And I'm sure they're probably like, okay, great. But
great. We were going to talk about
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we're actually going to talk about this weird new girl. But and going new places. And when you feel that wall come up, oh man, I get really hermity really easily.
Me just too.
Like stay in your zone. And mm-hmm. when you're quiet all day and you haven't seen another person, and you're like, I'm just going to stay in here forever.
Yep.
But you have to make yourself go outside. And sometimes it starts with just talking to a cashier at the grocery store.
It sure does.
And then you're like, hey, there's that nice girl at work or guy at work. And I'll just be like, do you want to sit with me at lunch today?
Yep.
I don't know.
I love this so much because here's the only way we're going to do it is exactly like what she said. I do a challenge in my head. Mm-hmm. Like when I leave for the day, I do this now, like, unconsciously, but for a long time I had to actually be like, this is your challenge to talk to people today. So
yes,
I will, I had kind of talked about this, but now when I get invited to, they do all these different things in LA that are like, come to this influencer launch or this thing or whatever. And I get invited and you can't bring a friend.
Yeah.
And I don't know anyone at these typically. So I'm like, guess what?
Scary.
You have to go insert yourself and talk to people. No, it's freaking weird. You stand there alone.
Yes,
so right away,
awful.
I like talk to the bartenders first typically.
Oh yeah.
And then I'm like, you know, ask them how their days are, whatever. And I'm kind of warming up and we like have this little relationship because I'm like, please, for the love of God, help me.
Yeah.
And then I talk to someone who's in line at the bar.
Yes.
And then I'm always like, hey, don't you love these? These are so weird at first when you're first meeting people. Or
yeah.
I'm like, hey, how are you? Nice to meet you. Do you know anyone who's coming? If so, I would like to know them too.
Yes.
I mean, like for real, I'm just so weird. Like I this last one that I went to, I went up to this group of girls who looked, you know, like someone I would like to know and somewhat approachable.
Yeah.
I went in and I'm like, hi, I'm just going to insert myself in this conversation because
yeah.
I don't know anyone. So nice to meet you. And
which
that was
is
it.
So brave.
And I just kept doing that to every single circle. And there were really awkward points. I'm not going to lie. Like there were like five moments where I was like, just go to the bathroom, like just go into the bathroom and like start texting your friends or something. And
yeah.
I decided not to do that again. And then I was fine.
Good for
you. I ended up meeting
hard.
A girl who I talked to for like an hour. It was great.
Exactly.
So she felt weird too. It was
yeah.
awesome.
And you don't have to come out of it with another best friend. You're just kind
no.
of, you're just meeting people.
No, I literally do not talk to any of them anymore, but I will tell you that it was just like an amazing experience mm-hmm. of just watching yourself. Like
yes.
that's something I do a lot in these instances is just watch how you're trying to protect yourself from nothing.
Exactly. What's the alternative? You're going to be at home watching Netflix?
That's the alternative.
Which is
it sure
very
is.
Fun.
Which is super fun.
Which
but
I love.
But you're going to turn into a woman in her 50s and 60s in a padded room.
Yeah.
Because, and if you are a woman in your 50s and 60s in a padded room, you can use this and get out of your shell again immediately.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, like the future is coming.
It's coming.
And if you don't do something right now to change it, it looks more, it's going to be more bleak than you're picturing right now.
Yeah.
I really hope that that didn't just make you hermit more and it inspired you.
Right. Get out there. Talk to the cat. I'm telling you, the grocery store cashiers, that's the first, my first target. I
they're
was
the
like,
best.
How's your day going?
Yeah. They're the, and they're going to tell you.
They're going to tell you. They're like, man, this is a hard day.
They're going to be like, I have to go to a second job after this.
Yeah.
For real. I just talked to someone. So. I just talked to a cashier at Whole Foods.
Going to two like, jobs, it kills
good
you.
Good Lord, I'm going to go talk to more people because
yeah.
you have it harder than me. So,
perspective.
Yeah. Have you ever had three jobs at once?
No, I've only had two at once, which about did me in.
Yeah, it really does you. And I had three at once for a very limited amount of time,
sweet
like a month.
Lord.
It was real bad. I was a psycho.
Wait, I listened to your podcast about that. That's a really good episode. I really like that one where you share about your past
oh, yeah.
and all the things you did. And because it's so easy to think people just get the way they are overnight. You have worked your tail off.
Oh, I was like that girl that people are like, talk a lot of shit about and are like, wow, she's a loser, not going anywhere. I drank like every single night,
somewhere.
Worked at Hooters and this horrible bar where we served food in buckets.
We've all
do you know
been
what was so nice about that though?
Those.
When you served people,
yeah.
I could just hang the buckets on my arms and carry the drinks. It was so much easier.
I bet cleanup was easy too because
it was
just
so much better. And you throw the stuff in the garbage can and then like you just, the bucket just gets washed.
We should probably go back to buckets.
Oh, we should literally start a place called Buckets.
It would be so cute with pink buckets
or
something.
Oh, wouldn't that be adorable? New business. Welcome to Buckets.
Welcome to Buckets.
Where if your life is going bad, you eat a bucket and you say, screw it.
Oh, I just said it, but really
fuck
quietly.
It. It's okay. We swear on this podcast. It's fine. Do you know what's so funny is
what?
I'm like, I'm really authentic in majority parts of my life,
mm-hmm.
but I swear a lot in real life. And I realize that I don't really swear a lot on this podcast, which is probably good.
Yeah.
It's probably like, there's probably toddlers in backseats that are like, ew, they're using new words
right.
constantly. They're like, Evans just swore for the first time on the podcast. Just kidding. You've sworn before, but you went straight for the mother. I love it.
Yeah.
You were like put on the mothership.
Yeah. The
like
mothership.
If you were a pilgrim right now, you'd be on the, would
top
you be on
it?
The Nina, the Pinta or the Santa Maria?
I don't know.
Wait, are
Santa
those,
Maria?
Is that, was that the pilgrims?
I think so.
Is that
man.
A band?
I don't,
Or was that Columbus?
I think I should take some history in my
Nina Pinta Santa Maria. Who drove those ships? Is that Columbus?
Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
But when did the pilgrims come?
They came recently.
We should start a band called the Pilgrims. Do you have another question?
Yes. I'm glad everyone got smarter from that. They're like, good God, turning this off.
There are history majors who literally just turned us off and they're like, don't touch my fragile, no, not my fragile, my precious brain cells. Please don't. All smart people have an accent like this.
They do.
And their noses are turned up.
Turned up noses. This is from at the Mandolin.
Ooh. Oh, Mandolin Bay.
Mandolin. How do you know if the deep connection you feel for a person is good for you?
You don't.
Yeah. You don't know.
You don't ever know. Welcome to life school 101. Mm-hmm. Everything or nothing is certain except uncertainty, my friend.
Oh.
But if you live by, you know what, Evans? Do you know what I've really learned about life?
What?
There is a set of principles and rules and beliefs.
Yeah.
That if you adopt them, they're going to make your life worthwhile. And you're going to really extract, I believe, all the lessons that are meant to come to you.
Ooh.
So I hold the belief that everyone who has come into my world mm-hmm. is there for a beautiful lesson, whether it is good or bad. But not all lessons can be good because you would not actually learn any.
Exactly. That's where you learn stuff, the hard times.
The hard times. Like, people are like, oh, you know, I have so much faith. And then something bad happens. And I'm like, so where do you practice faith or where did you get to use it?
Yeah.
If you don't ever have a hard time, mm-hmm. like you can have faith when it's easy, but you don't actually know if you have it and you don't get to strengthen it until something goes wrong. That's where that like part-time faith, having faith. I always like to say that one, H-A-L-V-I-N-G.
Having faith.
Are you having it?
Yeah.
Or are you having it?
Having it.
That's my question.
So for connection, you just, you don't know. How
you
do you know the deep connection
know.
You feel for a person is good for you? Maybe doesn't make you feel good?
Yeah. Are you in an equal energy exchange? And also in order to have a deep connection, you have to be super vulnerable because mm-hmm. you guys, I'm in the most amazing marriage ever, but does it mean it will be amazing forever? No, there are no guarantees. I have no idea, but I'm not going to hold back because I'm like, but what if, oh my God, what if for some reason this happens or something's going on behind my back or what? Like those are risks you have to take when you are in a relationship. Like when I was younger, I had some great friends, but they ended up being crappy friends. Mm-hmm. And then I started building a wall. It was like, okay, well, these people didn't really treat me that great. So I'm never going to like really give my heart over and give everything that I gave in this relationship because they were just takers anyway.
Right.
This was my opinion, right? But clearly I wasn't showing up in a way that would have attracted a different side of their personality as
sure.
well. So then I later on end up making these incredible friends. And this one in particular who I just like poured my heart into for like probably 4 years. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so glad that I have this best friend and we're so close and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And some serious shit went down and she ended up breaking my heart into a million different pieces. And I was like, okay, new wall, and built that wall even higher. And I was like, I'm never going to be friends with someone like this again. Well, guess what? I was the loneliest I had ever been. I wasn't letting people in. And this is where the Bliss Project came from. And this is where Tribe Called Bliss came from. Because I was like, I can't walk through life like this with no friends and lonely. And like, Evans is totally choking right now. So I might have to take the wheel. So you guys, do you need to choke more?
I think I got it out.
Okay.
I'm like purple.
I will cut this off right now if you need to choke more. So that's, you got to keep opening your heart. You don't know, but you know what? Go all in knowing that your heart can be broken into a million pieces and it's only going to teach you how to open up even more.
Yep.
And it's also going to teach you, there might be something that you find out later about that person. There were some signs along the way that I was ignoring, that I really should have known. So like, you know, this person loves to gossip about people. And she didn't do it all the time, but it was still there. And I was like, oh, that should have been also a sign.
Oh, yeah. When people gossip, you're like, you're probably gossiping about me too.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the truth. So, you know, look at the signs, but also don't take it so serious if there is something amazing there because, oh, by the way, what? I would never take that back because I have learned this person brought so much good into my life and brought so many valuable lessons. I'm in a place where I can still freaking love this human, but that took me a really long time to be able to like love this person just in a different way. It's now with boundaries and all that stuff.
Right. Look how good it became.
Yeah. Came the best thing ever.
And you learned so much and you grew
so much. So let him in. Evans.
Yes.
What are you going to do this week now with like, now that you know you're moving on to something different? How do you feel? Because
I feel free.
Oh,
whoa.
You just hit someone pretty hard between the eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel free. I don't feel so anxious. I feel like I was in the woods and I was on a little path and it was okay, but it was starting to get a lot of poison ivy on it. And then I'm like, oh man, I got to turn around. I got to go on this path.
Oh yeah.
So I'm going on another path that's a little clearer, but still woods.
Here's the thing. Have you ever, you've been in the woods a lot.
Yeah.
Right? That's how it is.
That's how it
is. There's a lot of these little weird winding paths sometimes that you get off of the big path and you're like, wait, what? I'm not really sure how to get back to the big path, but you keep on taking other ones that feel a little bit more like they would lead you back.
Yep.
And I'm from the woods. So this is literally how it works. And then you're like, maybe this wasn't it. Maybe this is. Maybe. And you're not sure, but eventually you get back to the main vein.
Right. Following those curiosities, like Liz Gilbert says.
Yeah. Well, that's what you're doing. And I just think it's going to lead you to something amazing.
Thanks, Lori.
Oh, I know it.
I know everyone out there is going to do something amazing.
I do too.
I can feel it in my bones.
If they follow the path.
If
you
just,
you know what? I think you have to get back to your job that you're done with.
I do.
So doesn't it feel good? Like I could probably just keep you late.
I know. I could be late.
You could be like, hey.
I'm late.
But she won't do that.
But I won't do that.
She won't do that. She's too like, I don't know.
You don't want to be late.
No, never. You don't want to be late for a very important date. Okay, guys, we're sending you so much love. Hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. Make sure you send your reviews. Make sure you share if you loved it. Make sure you energetically send Evan some butterflies on this path.
Oh, thanks. I'm going to send them right back to y'all. Oh. Wait, I have to tell you, the nicest girl left me an Instagram voice message.
Shut your face. Tell me about it real quick.
It was amazing. It was so nice. I want to remember her name, but she was like, you're probably never going to accept this follow. And I accepted the follow and it was a really nice message. And I can't remember. My messages aren't pulling up, but it just made my day. And then I voiced her back.
I'm telling you, people have no idea what they're doing when they send nice messages or share your stuff or whatever it looks like. So
it made my day, week.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the power of connecting and sharing your soul.
Yeah. So go out there and tell someone something nice today.
For sure. And there was a time when you were probably like, what am I doing on this podcast? And now people are like, please, for the love of God, have Evans on the podcast.
And some of them are like, don't, but that's okay too.
Some of them don't want to hear my voice either, Evans. So don't you worry about it. I've read all the reviews. It's fine.
It's all good. That's what makes
it. You had like one bad one. I have like 20. It's fine.
It's totally good.
Until you have more than me, I'm not even high-fiving you. I'm just high-pieing you.
Yeah, high-pie someone today.
All right, you guys, you heard it here first. High-pie your friends.
High-pie your friends.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.